Have you ever heard a song that changed your life? Well, Bob Boylan has. He's host and creator of NPR's All Songs Considered. And he's not alone. Boylan interviewed dozens of musicians about what songs changed their lives. And he wrote about their answers in his new book. It's called, as you might expect, Your Song Changed My Life. Boylan told Jeannie Yandel the song that changed his life is A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
John Lennon said to George Martin, their producer, I want you to imagine the end of the world and make it so in music. And that's not the exact quote, but that's the essence of it. And George Martin grabbed an orchestra of about 40 people. He recorded them doing something what he imagined to be the end of the world, this climactic build. And then it recorded them again and again and again and then meshed them all together. And you have this like 160-piece string thing. And before that song, I'd never heard anything that sounded like it. But lyrically, there are two things that happen in that song. One is, there are two songs I think of as in a day in the life. John Lennon's song that opens up, I read the news today, oh boy.
I read the news today, oh boy. About a lucky man who made the grade.
That song is about a few things, but the one thing that strikes me, it's about the death of somebody killed in a car crash. That person was Tara Brown. Tara Brown was a heir to the Guinness fortune and a very rich socialite, very handsome young man. Died, gone, car crash.
Whose mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
Paul McCartney has another song within that song that he was working on that was, you know, woke up, fell out of bed.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup.
It was the mundane, everyday bit of life that we all go through and really just, for the most part, we are and can be very bored by. And it's just, oh, no, I got to do that again. But those two things juxtaposed, as the more I listened to that song, made me realize about the preciousness of life. And that even if you're just running to catch your bus, or you're just waking up and you're running late, it's still pretty darn good to be alive.
Bob, why did you want to ask musicians that same question? What song changed their lives?
You know, I don't know about you, but whenever I talk to musicians simply about their own music, they can get tired of answering some of those same questions. But I've always noticed that whenever I ask a musician about someone else's music, they just light up. And it's really fun. And so I wanted to do something that a book that had stories that had a similar theme, but that told me a lot about who they were without them telling me directly about who they were. And it worked well. So I would do interviews with musicians, and then I would say, and then I'd look at the song they chose, look at the music they make, look at the artist who made the song that they chose, and just start to write an essay to connect all those little dots.
One of the musicians you talked to was Dave Grohl, who he's probably best known around here as the drummer of Nirvana. I think he did something else after Nirvana, but I'm not really sure what it is.
Yeah,
most importantly, right, doesn't, I don't know. But you talked with him and asked him what song changed his life. What did he tell you?
One day, he went to Chicago and visited his Aunt Sherry and his cousin Tracy. And Aunt Sherry said to Tracy, who was a real punk kid, hey, take Dave and down to the punk show tonight. and Tracy basically looked at Dave and thought he was going to get his bottom kicked. But Dave winds up in the front of the stage for this group called Naked Ray Gun.
I'm looking to my empty glass. Nobody laugh. I'm drunk at last. Music blasted to my head.
Winds up with the singer like on his head. The Dave describes the decibel level of the guitars that are about 140 dB. And so he went back home and was really inspired to, like, say to his, he was, you know, drumming and banging on his mattresses and pillows as a drummer in his basement, but he wanted to make music with his friends that wasn't someone else's music. And he came home and he said, "We're going to make our own music. We're going to do this thing." They all looked at him like he was nuts, but we all know that Dave Grohl is not nuts. And he was inspired, and a really, really inspired man.
Dave Grohl wasn't the only musician you talked to. Obviously, you talked to 35 different musicians about what songs inspired them, what songs changed their lives. So what do you know now about inspiration that you didn't know before?
It can come at any time, but often comes during teen years. There is something that we are more susceptible. I think it has to do with hormones that makes us more susceptible to things that are emotionally charged. I think there needs to be a sense of to be ready for it. So, for example, this wasn't a song that changed his life, but Jimmy Page moves into a house. We know Jimmy Page, right? Some guitar player dude. And he moves into a house with his family when he's like a 7 or 8-year-old kid. There's a guitar in the house. The only thing in the house, right? It's an empty house. But it wasn't until he saw a kid at school play the song that he had loved hearing on the radio. It was a song called Rock Island Line.
Oh, well, a Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. A Rock Island Line is a road to ride it. A Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on a Rock Island Line.
He saw a friend at school play this song on his friend's guitar. And Paige thought, I have one of those in my closet. And he went back home, got that guitar, had strings on it, went to school, and the kid taught him how to play Rock Island Line. And the rest of the story we sort of know. But what I'm saying here is that there's a moment in time where things converge. Your emotions, everything is sort of ready for that moment of inspiration.
Bob Boylan, host and creator of NPR's All Songs Considered, telling Jeannie Andel about his new book, Your Song Changed My Life.